Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. Are you excited about coming to the people live from Riverhead?
I just can't wait.
Hallertau Brewery next Saturday,
yep.
Plato's Retreat.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. It's free. Come on down. Say kia ora. We're all going to be there hanging out.
Yep.
And Rob's got a special poem that he's been cooking up for
us. Yes, I have.
So
it's going to be... I've been commissioned by Hallertau. They don't know it yet.
I'm not sure.
Going to give them the bill when I get there.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you're going to get paid for it necessarily.
No,
no one asked for it, except for me. But I also don't have any cash to give you, so... We'll just do it for the love of art, eh?
Yes.
Hey, speaking of the love of art, we're talking whimsy this morning.
Well, I'll tell you how I got to this. The other day, I talked to myself quite a lot all the time at home.
Same.
All the time. And I did say, I can't remember what I did, but I went, oops-a-daisy.
Out loud?
Yeah. And I thought, well, firstly, why did I do that? And secondly, where does that come from?
Oops-a-daisy.
So I thought I'd look into it, but then I thought, no, actually, that's quite boring. So I'm going to look into other stuff.
Okay.
So I went to Victorian slang.
Victorian slang.
I've looked at some of this stuff before, and it's amazing, and I want to get it back into...
Are you trying to
bring back
some Victorian slang?
This stuff, right, you can casually slip it in a conversation, you'll get away with it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you the thing. You're going to tell me, we'll do it real quick, what you think it is.
Okay.
All right.
First one, afternoonified.
Afternoonified?
Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
I like Rachel. She's really afternoonified.
Oh, that's not
chill?
What I thought that sentence. Chill.
I don't know.
That's
she's
a good
chill?
Guess. Actually, no, yes, I completely agree with Sophia. Chill.
Really, really smart.
Oh.
See, I complimented you at the
Thank
same
you.
Time. Right.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate
this
that.
This one is arf, arf, and arf. Now, it's spelled A-R-F, A-R-F, A-N-A-R-F. It's not just the way I pronounce it.
I was going to ask, how is that? Is that just a robism?
Arf, arf, and arf. Sounds like a seal, doesn't it?
So hang on. Was it say? How is it spelled again?
A-R-F, A-R-F, and A-N. That's A-N, and then A-R-F. So it's arf, arf, and arf.
Oh. I mean...
Bit lost on that.
Is that like half-assed or something?
No, it's someone who's drunk because they've had too many halves.
Oh.
But they spelled the halves here with a H, so...
So they've had a few too many halves.
They're half, half, and half.
They're half, half, and half. I like that one. That's good too.
Okay.
It does kind of what it says on the tin. You can imagine someone sort of rolling out of the pub to that effect.
Yeah. Okay, bags o' mystery. So it's bags o' mystery.
Bags o' mystery.
Bags o' mystery.
Bags o' mystery.
Yeah.
I feel like you really have to get into your Dickensian kind of headspace for some of these, don't you? Dickens was Victorian, eh?
Yeah, I think
yes,
so.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Bags of mystery, is it like snuff or something?
No, it's sausages.
Sausages.
And the thing is, because no one apart from the maker knows what's in them.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know if I'd be trust... I don't think I'd trust a Victorian sausage. No. I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, illnesses running around then, wasn't there?
I really like these two, and I think you can use these two. It's either you got the morbs or you got the woefuls.
Oh, those are both great. I got the morbs is a good one. That obviously means down in the dumps or something,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, temporary melancholy. I think got the morbs. I'm sure, do people use that now?
No.
It feels like something you'd hear on, do you guys remember watching Tracy Beaker? That TV show? Was it just me? It was that Jacqueline Wilson book that was made into a kids' TV show. Feels like something they'd say on Tracy Beaker. Yeah. Got the morbs, I feel.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else out there is going to know what I'm talking
I think
about.
So I think that one definitely. And got the woefuls. I like that.
Got the woefuls.
Got the woefuls, man.
Got the woefuls is really strong.
Giggling or something? What is that?
Just feeling terrible.
Oh,
just feeling woeful.
Just bad. Okay.
Got the woeful's. Case of the woeful's.
Melancholy. Temporary, though.
Temporary.
Okay.
Well, yeah, nice.
Right. Can you feel the shrimps?
Did you make that one?
No.
Oh, you had a little cheeky look on your face. I was like,
no,
Rob's made this one.
No, because this one, I actually said this to a friend of mine this morning and he thought it meant something else. And I thought, oh my God.
Can you feel the shrimps?
Yeah.
What? Can you use that one in a contextual?
Oh, when I got off at Britomart, I could smell the shrimps. Oh, sorry, I could feel the shrimps.
You could smell the shrimps and feel the shrimps.
I could feel the shrimps. I'll give it away. It's smelling the sea.
Ah. not like that one. I was just thinking on it. No, we don't want to bring that one back. Can you feel the shrimps?
Yeah.
What a really yuck way to describe the seaside. Sleazy, I don't like that one.
Chuckaboo.
Chuckaboo.
In actual fact, if you take the little bit off, I'll give you a boo at the end. It's a close friend.
Oh,
that's cute.
My chuckaboo.
Copper mouse.
Copper mouse in a sentence, please.
Oh, yeah, it was really bad. I went to the pub the other day and I copped a mouse.
Is that good?
To get a black eye.
Oh, copper mouse.
Cop.
Yeah, is that... I'm imagining like cop is to catch. Yeah. But I'm wondering why a black eye is a mouse.
Don't know.
Right,
this one definitely... to ask a Victorian. This one definitely could be dude. Damfino.
Damfino?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a shortened down version of damned if I know.
Oh,
you like that one, didn't you?
That and the Morbs are my favourites.
Yeah.
Damfino and the Morbs I would be using, I reckon. Yeah. They definitely sound like the things you would just straight up say as well, Rob.
A dimba damba?
A dimba damba? Come on, give us some context.
I saw Rachel this morning and she was dimba damba.
Is it looking dapper?
Very smartly dressed.
Yes, get him, thank you.
So many compliments.
I know, this is great. I'm really enjoying this.
Now this one's genius. Evening wheezes.
Evening wheezes. Is that like the 5 o'clock Sunday scaries or something? The kind of equivalent of? What is that?
It's the Victorian version of fake news.
Oh.
Spread in evening papers to sell them.
Oh, the evening wheezes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
And this is the last one, and this is my favourite, giggle mug.
Giggle mug. I mean, is that to be cheerful or something, or what's that
one? Well, it's a non-stop smiling face. Someone who's always happy and smiling. Look at him, he's a proper giggle mug.
That is really cute. These have been great. We've got a couple of touch the vapours, someone said, or the collywobbles.
Oh, the collywobbles, that's a good one.
What is the collywobbles?
It's when your stomach's, if you're really nervous about something.
I kind of appreciate that the Victorians had quite ridiculous words for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Is it someone who's more literary than us will know out there? But you know how Shakespeare...
Is there?
It's hard to believe. Shakespeare invented a lot of words. Was Dickens someone who also invented a lot of words? Or do we just kind of like associate certain Victorianisms with him because he wrote about them? That's what I would like to know from someone who's done an English degree. Please text us on 5395.
I'm looking blank right now.
Got a case of the morbs about that one. I'll go think about that. Hey, thank you for bringing us a bit of whimsy this morning. Right. You've brought us some Yard Act today, a fave Yard Act song of yours. What are we listening to?
Tiny Dancer. This is beautiful. This is the cover show today, isn't it?
It is. It's the BFM Breakfast Covers Show. We're stealing Plato's one Rob at a time. Plato's Retreat coming to you live from Hallertau Riverhead next Saturday, the 13th, 4 till 7 p.m. Come on down. You can see Rob IRL.
And everybody else, not just me. Come and see everybody else.
And also Sam, Chris and Anika.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, a seamstress for the band, the pretty eye, the pirate smile. Ballerina, you must have seen her. knows it, because it's really real. When you feel it, you can really feel it. So grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it. Shake them by the shoulders softly, scream in the face so slowly, there's no way they could possibly miss it.
He says the lay me down in sheets of linen very dramatically yes. in this song. That is Tiny Dancer, the Yard Act version, one of Rob's faves. Thank you, Rob.
Yes, all I say is come on, you Spurs, see you later.
All right, good luck. thank you very much. I wish everyone could have seen Rob put his Ray-Bans on as he said that and literally run out of the studio so you can go watch the football.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
This is how much Rob cares about